Here we are, the beginning of 2021. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Selena Pearman, and I am honored and really humbled that you're offering me a bit of your time to listen. In this episode, I'd like to share with you a few things about my why. Why record this podcast? Why do this work? Why put myself out there in this new way to engage you in a different way? These are good questions, and I suspect this will be an evolving answer as the process unfolds. I look at other podcasters in awe of hundreds of episodes that they have shared with us, and my hope is, for wherever this leads, that I can help support and encourage you in new, helpful ways too. For those of you who know me, some of this may be familiar. In the world of audio podcasting, you're not quite getting the full Selena effect with me waving my arms around and talking with my hands. If we are just meeting, my hope is that you'll find encouragement and tools, humor, and learning in whatever ways I can help support you on this journey of life. Let me start with a short story. When I turned 16, I finished my training to become a certified nursing assistant, a CNA in a nursing home. It was this work that I did to get through high school and put myself through college. I finished those classroom hours, the clinical hours, and back in the mid-1980s, learned the prevailing philosophies at that time about how we care for our most vulnerable and aging. I can't tell you that I was on the job more than a day or two when I learned the very phrase that would follow me for the next 30 or so years of work, and it sounded like this. It was first shift. No, it was second shift. Nah, third shift is the one that didn't do it. Three short statements combined to represent what I began to understand at work as the blame game. It wasn't me, it was them. On this new job, I learned very quickly what accountability did and did not look like. I learned what leadership looked like and what it didn't look like. I learned also very quickly what good teamwork should be and what it is not. While my own education, work experience, and life unfolded in a variety of ways from that first employed position, those lessons shaped my perspective about work and our relationship to it. From an experience standpoint, I was very fortunate to finish my bachelor's, my master's degree, and my doctoral degree over the following 20 years of that first job. I learned how to put myself through school. I learned how to balance a marriage and young kids, a full-time job, and a lot of late-night homework. There are years we have learned to live on macaroni and cheese and $5 in our bank account to hopefully doing better than that in more years than not. It was that education, though, that kept me connected to the research and to the data points. And yet it's the work that I've done and chosen to do, whether it was to pay the bills or to learn new skills, but to apply that learning every single day. I've been employed with large organizations and small organizations, from profit and nonprofit. And for the last 12 years, I've been a small business owner with a fantastic team learning to do this work. As an organizational psychologist, it's been important to me to explore all the ways that make people and companies successful or less successful. Early on in my career, after those CNA years, I sold vacuum cleaners. Okay, well, that job did not last very long. In fact, only a few hours. I called people to sell them things on the phone and been hung up on more than I ever want to count. That job didn't last long either. And over the years of experience, I've sat before accreditation officials in other countries seeking approval to have our organization authorized to deliver services, in this case, courses, to their citizens. I've led teams of people in small offices with broken furniture, and I've led teams through the use of technology on multiple continents. I've watched effective leaders inspire their team to great action, and I've seen more hurt, harm, and disagreement when people have not done the right thing for other people. When my daughters were small, they would ask what mom did for a living. It wasn't easy to explain, but it did boil down to this phrase, which now they still remember a decade or two later. I talk and I type. Well, I still do that. But part of sitting, especially these last 12 years, with hundreds of organizations, includes a lot of listening and discussion and exploration about our relationship to work and to each other, whether there are 5 people in your company or 5,000. As an organizational psychologist, I spend every day thinking about companies, listening to companies, working in companies, usually training, but identifying and helping people resolve the challenges that every team and organization face when it comes to motivating, leading, communicating, and working better together. So it's been, about 35 years since that first CNA job that I've thought about, observed, questioned, studied the individual, the organization, and how they interact. With modern life today, we are typically born in, educated by, and cared for organizations throughout our entire lifetime. Many people spend somewhere about 40% of our adult life engaged in some sort of employment. It is a way we earn a living. Sometimes it's a calling. Sometimes it's a duty. Most of the time, it's a necessity. So what kind of podcast is this? That's a great question. And what I've learned about podcasts these last years is that it will evolve and change over time. But here is what I will pledge to you. This will be about you. It will be about the work we do in teams and companies, small or large, every day. It will address a range of topics I specialize in with regards to motivation, leadership, communication, teamwork, change, and accountability. It will be formal enough to be planned and yet casual enough that I will make plenty of mistakes. It will be serious and yet likely unpredictable at times. There will likely be a fair amount of humor or funny thrown in. As I also, by the way, have a serious relationship with a favorite word of mine that starts with an SH and ends with an IT. And when talking about teams and organizations, it does tend to come out here and there. Some episodes will be just me sharing stories and ideas and hopefully pushing you with questions to consider. We've chosen to go with a pretty short format, most episodes lasting no longer than 30 minutes, and some maybe only 10 or 20. We're learning about this process as we proceed, but we will and have already done some recording with guest co-hosts who will join me with a variety of insights from their perspectives so that we can banter and exchange some ideas that hopefully will be helpful to you. And since I am an avid word fan, Scrabble, all of that, in our family growing up, it was like an Olympic sport. Each episode with a co-host will include some fun word challenges and lightning rounds as we dig a little deeper into what they can share with us and and all tied to this relationship about work. You can send feedback, requests, ideas to us through our website at www.workplacechameleon.com. You're welcome to visit our other website, my website at drselenapierman.com for more pictures, including me waving around my hands, stories, video clips, and descriptions about our daily work. There is a proverb that I have loved for many, many years that I want to share with you as I close up this episode with you. If you want prosperity for a year, grow grain. If you want prosperity for 10 years, grow trees. If you want prosperity for a lifetime, grow people. That has been the core piece of the work I have been honored and humbled to do. I'll continue to do whatever I can to encourage and support your own learning while I continue to push my own to new levels as well. Here at the Workplace Chameleon, we'll focus on what that means with work. And while most of this will be about employed work, it does include many different types of interactions, including volunteer, committees, civic, relationships, faith-based organizations, and more. There are so many ways this material applies. So, welcome. Thank you. Join me on this journey. We'll talk soon.